let's get more insight on who could be behind the attacks in India with RT's military analyst Eugene Khrushchev. Thank you so much for joining us here once again to monitor this situation. Now, an unknown, little-known terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack. Could they be linked to a bigger organization, you think?
Well, I think there is no doubt about it. The question is only which organization, whether it could be Al-Qaeda, generic Al-Qaeda, or it could be just Tahrik-i-Taliban, which is the movement of Taliban, which is the genuine Taliban movement, which actually originated from Pakistan, not from Afghanistan.
Now, why would they choose India?
For two reasons. Because the strategic objectives of Pakistan is to project their power to India, against India and Afghanistan, to reclaim the territory Pashtunistan from Afghanistan and Kashmir from India. For that specific reasons, back from 80s, when Ziaul-Haq, the general Ziaul-Haq, was the general and the dictator of Pakistan, he conducted the policy of Islamization. As a result, the Pakistan was used by the United States against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan at that time, in 80s. Now the situation is topsy-turvy. Now the Pakistan has hijacked the U.S. foreign policy in the whole region. Now they milk the U.S. taxpayers for $10 billion in 5 years, and they have delivered zero zilch on the global war on terror. And when the newly elected Pakistani leadership decided to rein in ISI and announced that they would disband the political arm of inter-service intelligence, of which is the military intelligence in Pakistan, this is a weird coincidence that within days, I believe there is no coincidence at all, that the Pakistani intelligence reactivated their sleeper cells in India. That's the reason they used Mumbai, because it's a business center and it's far cry and it's far away from Indian-Pakistani border, to make sure there is a plausible deniability that Pakistani intelligence, which is the father of Taliban, have no connection whatsoever.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you are basically linking these coordinated terrorist attacks to a territorial dispute between Pakistan and India in Kashmir. Is that correct?
Well, it's a very nuanced topic we're talking about. It's not just irredentist claims of Pakistan against India and Pakistan. They use these unresolved issues both in India and Afghanistan, because for them, the worst situation, I mean for them, for Pakistani intelligence and for the hardliners who breeded Taliban and Mujahideen, for them the worst situation is better. They use this situation for internal political reasons in Pakistan. They would like to topple the civilian government in Pakistan and bring the military dictatorship back. Musharraf or Kiani doesn't matter, because in Pakistan it's civilian governments, it's only temporarily issue. Mostly it's still military dictatorship.
All right, well, that is the perspective from our military analyst here, Eugene Khrushchev, joining us here in the studio. Thank you for that.